85% of those identified as Republicans and 56% of Democrats support offshore development. Miles Morin is executive director of the Virginia Petroleum Council. Lower prices at the gas pump lately may be behind some of that support, adds Morin.
And I think it's important for our representatives at the state level and at the national level to understand where their constituents are on this issue. A majority of Democrats support, a strong majority of Republicans support it.
Morin realizes, however, that some Virginians are opposed to natural gas and oil pipelines that might bring back those resources to the mainland, sending them off to a refinery, perhaps.
A lot of this is emotion-driven and scare tactics. I understand property owners who don't want a pipeline on their property, but it's for the greater good, I suppose.
Morin says oil and natural gas are used in almost every product made or as an energy source for the businesses that produce them. Gene Morano, WFIR News.